Well, who is this person here? I unmute them, and they got lots of noises. You got the hand up twice. Do you want to talk to Ion?
Yeah.
Do you think that's Legend?
You got to be on a better phone, Legend.
Do I have any noise now?
Yeah, now it's better. No noise. Now go ahead. What do you want to ask?
Okay, hello, Ion.
Hey.
There's a person who had the name of Susanna Maria Emanuel. And she channels the entity known as Magnetic Forces. Are you familiar with that entity?
Such as it is, yeah.
Barely a channel, barely anything of significance is what I mean.
So you have no interaction with it? Can you validate its content at all?
We don't understand or embrace your words, so ask a different way.
Is there any validity to the content that she channels?
Other than it comes from the mouth of a human, yes.
She claims to be able to activate one's pineal gland through toning. Would you agree with that?
Not so much.
How close was that to what I was looking for this year?
You stepped over it twice.
Was it camouflaged, or was it in a different dimension that I couldn't see?
No, you obfuscated. It was there. You knew it. You wanted to have it. You were wanting it so desperately you couldn't have it, because if you had it, you wouldn't want it. So you obfuscated it.
So there was no alternative forces there that prevented me from seeing it?
There's always other forces, but they all come from you.
So you're saying that I tripped over it myself?
No, you stepped over it yourself.
Was it below the water table or above?
Within.
So I didn't go deep enough?
Apparently. That would be the case. That would be the case when said you stepped over it two times. So, yeah.
Yeah, but there was water there. It was flooding me. I mean, I wouldn't...
So?
Could I have gotten deeper and found it?
Likely.
Well, did I put that in my past for my future?
Indubitably.
Oh, is it something that I need to pursue now, or should I wait?
You're adding time, so we would say... Yeah, don't do time, yeah.
Within the general population of Southern California, what would you say the number, percentage-wise, of non-human entities are around? Would you say it's a large percentage, like 5 or 10%?
From your latitude or longitude, that part of California will be under about 27 feet of water, and there'll be 7% of the population that will be not human when they drowned there. Good.
But what is your stance with the shape-shifting reptilians that are in government?
They'll be drained with the swamp. Why do you think they're draining the swamp?
So a lot of them are going to go down when they get exposed.
They're going to be drained, yeah. You didn't do this. Bob did this.
Okay, I've been using the restructure. It seems to be helping my ankles. Should I increase the dosage or leave it at one scoop a day?
Do one scoop a day because you'll blow up.
I know, I felt bigger already.
No. Well, but you'll really blow up, so just go easy with it, and then it's okay. Just go easy, okay?
Okay, thanks. I'm good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. It's very good. It's in your truck.
Ion, would it be helpful if people took half a scoop of restructure twice a day? Would that work better for them than a whole scoop once a day?
Well, until you take the RNA and grind it up finer, it wouldn't make any difference.
Mm.
Once you get that finer, and it's almost time to do that. It's almost time to do that because, or the reason is, it's because you let it do the tiered stuff so that their meat sacs, the adrenals, picked it up. and they're responding. Mm-hmm. So now when you go finer, then you can divide it mm-hmm. out into two, and it'll be great. But until you do, you know, you're just pissing in the wind.
Yeah, that'll be in our next shipment. Okie doke.
Right,
thank you.
Perfect.
You there?
I'm doing what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next? What was that topic?
Go ahead, Legend. Yeah.
Ion, is that golden artifact that I'm looking for? Is it a beacon to other galaxies?
No, but it's found in the mansion at Churchill Downs.
What's found in the mansion at Churchill Downs? The beacon to other galaxies?
Your artifact. And the key is in the Turf Club Roses Lounge.
The key to the artifact is in the Turf Club Roses Lounge at Churchill Downs.
Turf Club Roses Lounge, yes.
Can you go a little more detail on that?
Ask a question about it, Legends.
Well, you turned me off there. I'm saying that the key is in the Turf Club to the artifact that's stored at Churchill Downs, and that artifact is a golden beacon transmitter. Iron.
Well, from I-264 East, from I-64 East, New Albany and St. Louis, you take exit 9, Taylor Boulevard, you turn left, traveling north on Taylor Boulevard. For gate 10, you turn right onto Longfield Avenue. For gate 17, you turn right on Central Avenue. After coming from Lexington or points east, you have to go the other way. Do you want to come from Nashville, or which side do you want to come from?
Well, I can find Churchill Downs.
Oh, okay. Well, question answered.
Well, I mean, what am I looking for? What's the artifact?
The thing you stepped over.
The thing I stepped over is in Churchill Downs, is what you're saying.
Three times now.
Why would I be looking for it in the ground if it's at Churchill Downs?
We have no idea.
Well, you just said I stepped over twice.
You have.
How can I step over twice if it's at Churchill Downs? I've never been to Churchill Downs.
Sadly.
Okay, now that the veil has been thinning, or has been, is it going to be harder for the shapeshifters that are running amongst us to hold their composure?
It's always been hard. You'll be able to see them easier. That's why there's such a bit of kerfuffle about it all now. It's the same for them. It's just gotten weird for you all. You're able to see things. You're getting better at this. That's happening, so you wanted it, so you got it.
Do you recommend that I purchase the property before returning to get what I'm looking for?
Why don't you take an option first?
An option to purchase?
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing you do an option is you don't want to spend the money. So take an option and see. Wouldn't hurt. What would
Thank
you
very
ask
much.
If you had one more good question?
So you're familiar with what I'm looking for? Is what I'm looking for there? I mean, is what I think is there, is there?
You're looking for the parts. You're looking for the parts. They're spread. They're keyed. They're illumined. You can't find it all at once. You have to put it together. You know this.
Yeah, but they're all in the same vicinity, right?
Vicinity is relative. You don't even know which plane of existence you're on right now. How would you know if you were at which Yad or Gaul or T or Fly you're in? You don't know where the fuck you are now. How would you know if you moved?
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If I was there at the location I believe it to be, which you said I stepped over it twice.
You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. That was then. That was then, not now.
No, that's what I'm saying. Well, that area is a portal, correct?
Well, we already answered that.
Okay, I know. Well, that content is in on a portal, so I could have been in a multitude of dimensions at the time I was there both times.
Well, we would say you actually have, but that'd be kind of a glib, clichéable archetype, wouldn't it?
No, what I'm saying is, how do I fine-tune the dimension I'm in to coincide with the contents I'm looking for?
You have to listen to Fortune.
Fortune?
the musical group.
There's some riddles in there that help you ascertain what dimension you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the significance of the artifact that's there.
Fucked up some commas.
I would like you to tell me the significance of the artifact that's buried in that portal that shifts when I go look for it.
Listen to the song, Fucked Up Some Commas.
Oh, Fucked Up Some Commas. By Fortune.
By Fortune, yes. And other things okay. By Fortune. Listen close.
Okay, well. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Be careful out there. Let's do some good out there now, but be careful, mind what you're doing. See, it's kind of funny, we send you off on these little speed racer anecdotes, and you don't know what the hell you're doing, you don't know where the hell you're going, you don't know how you're ever going to get back, and you just leap into the deep end of the pool and never know which end is up. So we, with a great deal of trepidation, send you out lurking into the misty, inky, thick darkness. So be aware and come back to play with Bob. Otherwise, you will learn the Queen's speech.
The Queen's speech?
Yeah, learn
yes.
It.
Yes. Or you will have to learn it. It's murder first.
Murder first. Agatha Christie?
No, no. Future.
The future of legend? Legend will murder people?
No. The song.
Murder first? You want to hear that? Okay.
No. We don't need that. We're just telling him that's what he's up against.
Murder first. That's a song by Fortune.
No, Fucked Up Some Commas is the song by Fortune.
Okay, you ready?
Come on,
you ready?
Mom.
You got that legend?
I don't know. He likes to play coy.
Yeah, maybe, but with you, you haven't been doing much attendance here.
We wanted
you haven't been attending
right.
to much here, legend.
Murder in the first
right,
degree?
Legend.
You put in the goober snatch, you can get it from there.
All righty. Got it.
That's
go fill
challenge.
My cup, yeah, bitch. You go fill my cup, yeah. Mm-hmm, that's right. That's the one.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, legend.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Unmute that. And we go to Gene.
How the hell did I balance a 1,000-pound round bale of hay on my knee? How did I do that, Ion?
Well, you didn't see it as a gravitational pull, so there was no gravitational drain. Pitch and yaw are based upon a vertical beam of existence, or
yeah.
like a levers. Displace quantitative weight, the push and the pull are changed, so that's how you're able to balance it.
Exactly.
But don't tell nobody. That's all you need to get that
okay,
shit out.
Okay, I won't chat it either. I won't put it on chat.
God.
I know I can't help myself. I know.
It's all right.
Okay.
That was fun. There's more that we can do.
Yeah.
We've been working on your grimoire.
Oh, geez, you've used that word before with me. Grimoire. A book of magic spells? On my book? You've been working on my book of spells and invocations.
Mm-hmm. Well,
list
it's certainly
for...
not Dr. Dean's. It's certainly not Dr. Dean's. Hers is fait au complete.
And mine's incomplete? You're certainly not comparing my book of magic to Dr. Dean's. What?
No. That's no. We're not comparing, but we're saying hers is finished. Yours is still a work in progress.
My book of magic.
Grimoire.
Did you start the book or did I start the book?
What difference? Honey, now we're negotiating.
Oh, no, let's not negotiate. It doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, list a few of the spells that are in this book.
We can't do that. That's silly. We can't show you how to do enchantments. We can't show you how to stop blood. We can't show you how to reconfigure DNA matter. We can't show you how to undo the pull of stones. We can't show you that. We can't show you how to take carbon coal out of the ground and spray it on shingles and make it like a solar panel. We can't do that. That's silly. What are you talking about, girl? People go crazy. The trademark people are going crazy right now just trying to get a hold of that stuff. You run around here balancing things on your crazy knee and want us to give away all the keys to the kingdom just so these motherfuckers can say they had one.
Is that carbon sheeting conductive or non-conductive?
Yes, it does both. It insulates and conducts.
Just like that fence you told me about a long time ago. What date was that? The horse fence. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right, now there's your free part, honey. Now come back tomorrow afternoon, and we'll play. Mm-hmm.
Good enough. I'm going to play with Bob as long as I can tonight. So we'll see you in
there
the morning.
You
thank you so much.
We tear it up on the weekends.
That's excellent, excellent. Thank you, Ion.
Okay, so I got some people unmuted. Anybody want to talk to Ion?
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Is that Bart?
This is Bart.
Okay, go ahead, Bart, and please stay condensed. You were horrible last week. Several people complained about you.
come on, you can tell me it was Ion that complained. It was Ion.
No, it was no. It was the people. I nuts. But
they don't matter. I mean,
you're too self-reflective. You start talking, then you think about what you said, and then you think of the reaction to it by somebody, and then you just get too self-conscious. So try a simple statement.
Okay. Yeah, I actually wrote down short questions. First, did you play Isomly Trio that song, or did Ion request that song?
He just said Isom Lee ? And then I just scanned through, and that was the first one I saw, so I played that.
Okay. So, Ion, I looked at my notes regarding that song, and it looks like one of the last times that you had mentioned that, or one of the time that you emphasized it the most, you said that you're fixing to start seeing in your human meat sack all of these people that won't necessarily ... You're going to wake up with Isom Lee in your head every single day. Try us a little bit, darling. We'll show you how the milk got in the coconut. And I think, did you say this in response to a caller that actually had that experience? I believe that was the context of that conversation. That's
mostly.
Ion. Was there a different reason that you wanted that played this morning?
Same reason, but a fuller detail. See, what's happening is nothing has happened on our side. It's going like it's supposed to go. But you've upped the ante, you all, the ascending ones. You've upped the ante that you're starting to see people actually go out and shoot people in the head. You've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. We said it, and everybody gave us a hard time. Oh, you non-physical, you old meanie. Why are you saying all this? Why are you saying the cow there is going to blow? Why are you saying California, all the blue stuff's going to be in the water? Well, blue stuff's in the water. That's what color water is. It's all going to fall in the sea, and the plates are going to move. We said all that. Now it's actually starting to happen. Everybody now, just now, is all tore up about it. But we've ground the Victrola needle down to nothing. It's already been said so many times. So it's all good.
Okay. I got you there. And I have seen that on the news where somebody who committed some crime would say that they heard voices telling them. Is that what you're referring to in part?
Yes, it is.
Now, last week...
We keep saying, we told you, and then you say, was that you telling us? Yes, it's what we told you that we told you. And when we told you. Just saying.
Yes, I just wanted to be clear.
Clear as mud.
I used the word tabernacle on the call last week, and you said that that was my word, or something that along those lines.
That's correct. That's correct.
And I took your response to that to mean that it was apropos that I was meant using that word.
Well, no, not necessarily. That's the way you're using the conversation. Doesn't mean that's what it is. You don't even know what a tabernacle is, but yet you're using it as though you know the complete construct for which an antiphonal version of it would be portrayed, but that's not the case.
I went back and listened to Revelations Revealed series, and to me became a little cleared up on temple and tabernacle. What I gathered from that was that, for example, the temples that are, like Solomon's temple, the temples that are, these structures are sort of references to the temple or tabernacle my own temple or tabernacle. Is that correct?
Of the gods that are worshipped, yes.
Would I undefine what the tabernacle is in my case?
No, that's too clichéable.
Okay. Okay.
We'll go at it a different way.
So the tabernacle, to me, is an external reference.
Stop. We didn't ask you to tell us what you think it is. You asked us what it is because you don't know. Now you're going to tell us what it is. That doesn't work. And so, obviously, there's an issue with the issue. So don't make the issue be the issue, but now that's the issue. Choose a different word, and let's see if you can embrace it, and then you can move to the point where you can prove that you know what a tabernacle is or the construct which to use a tabernacle word.
Is the word tabernacle interchangeable with tent and house?
No, but it would be with a brush arbor. That would be okay.
And a brush arbor, is that a music group?
No. There might be a musical group called Brush Arbor, but no, that's not what we're referring to.
Okay.
We're on the hair of literal.
All right, I'm not finding a definition immediately for brush arbor.
Okay, look up brush.
All right, so a brush.
Brush Arbor meetings were religious affairs. Old-time revivals were big events in rural South after laying by and gathering times.
Thank you, Carolyn.
That's why she gets paid the big bucks, because she not only takes it, she makes it and applies it and then defines it and then puts it in the grimoire. Very good.
Okay, but I'll provide the definition of brush and arbor separately. Also, a brush is a scrub vegetation plant.
Why?
You got the answer. You got the answer. You're all lathered up. Now we're ready for you to rinse and repeat.
Okay, so it's a gathering for...
That's what you're trying to say, a tabernacle
gathering.
Is. That's what you're trying to say, a tabernacle is a gathering place.
Okay.
We can go with that. Good for you. Congratulations. With the help of Dr. Dean, you survived one more minute. Good for you.
So...
Next question. I'm going to be on you. I got your forehead. Let's go.
Okay. All right.
You get him, girl.
Okay, I appreciate your definition for that. Ion, you said that there is a sea and an ocean. You've mentioned these two words over the last couple of calls, and you said that I could see the sea from my porch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. French and oceanfront property in Arizona.
But sea and ocean have different multiple meanings as well. And you also mentioned porch, and porch has multiple meanings.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if the water's going to come up to your porch, then the water's going to come up to your porch.
And if you listen
to Revelation, you know, that's where, you know, you get all these judgments and the waters come. So it's coming. Next question.
You've indicated that we control or that I control the winds and the waves, Ion. Is there another definition other than for winds specifically than just the movement of air?
Ion, does that just mean that even though the water will come up to his porch, it won't demolish Bart because he controls the winds and the waves? It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. And that's all good. There's no worrisome because we would have said you're drowned.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Mm.
See, you'd be drowned by some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Right.
Okay.
So you're not going to drown. You don't have to worry.
That's fine. I don't. I'm picking up topics just to have conversation here.
We know. We know.
I asked if the sevens were a completion of something. It's a fairly broad term, but you said computer says yes. I gathered that Jesus got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Are these sevens, this completion, going further than what Jesus did?
Maybe. Develop that just a little bit. See, you're trying to attach something. It's kind of like going to Madame Butterfly and know that there's going to be an aria. You see?
Is the completion a completion of what Jesus started?
Well, it's the representation of what you're going to do, hopefully.
Okay. The sevens are okay.
See, we keep saying it's done, but then we keep saying y'all got to do it. We keep saying it's done, and we say y'all got to do it. We keep saying it's done, but y'all still got to ascend. We keep saying it's done, but people are still getting shot in the head. We keep saying it's over, but it's seemingly not over. We keep saying, come on in, come on in, come on in, and everybody says, okay. Then we start telling you stuff, and we've been telling you stuff, and we're, it's a bunch of crazy stuff. We're saying all kind of crazy stuff. Mystic River ain't going to run backwards. Y'all lost y'all's living mind. Lord have mercy. There ain't no earthquake going to move Hawaii up to Alaska. Okay, so we'll see. It'll work out. It'll come out in a land that is fairer than day. In my faith, I can see it afar.
I can see it afar.
Afar, afar, F-A-R, F-I-R-E, far, afar, do. We didn't start the fire, but the world's been turning since the world's been burning.
Just speaking of the moving continents, it looks like Australia is about to hit another continent. It's coming very close.
Mm-hmm. It's getting there.
The continents have been shifting, so Papua New Guinea, will they make contact with each other, or will they just keep moving out of the way?
Yeah, let's be absorbed. We'll probably lose Papua New Guinea. But, you know, but everything up to, well, everything up to Paco Paco.
Well, on one of my previous calls was, is the drain in the swamp what's happening on a micro level representation of what's happening on a larger or macro level? And I think you intimated that it was. So further along those lines, what you had mentioned about radio shows and anyone who's basically broadcasting having to keep it real and tell what's really going on, is that part of this systemic shift?
Yeah, that's kind of obvious, but yeah.
Okay. My question originally was, before I had asked it on that last call, was if what's happening externally on sort of a social level or cultural level was systematic in the way that the RNA drops act systematically in the body. I'm asking that as a question. Is that sort of the case?
Computer says yes. We say computer says yes because you still got the lingering A in AI. And so, therefore, you have a computer interval that can count the lines and spaces from a different mark. You've done enough working to know how frequency works and it can affect pi. Pi has changed the interval, the ratio, the interval that affects your sine, cosine direction on your mappable tangents.
Okay, I'll have to re-listen to that, but...
Why? We just said it.
You said it probably perfectly and articulately, but I have to register that later. Is the educational institution part of that correction, if you want to call it that?
We're going to say maybe. We're going to play with you. We're not going to dash you to the rocks. We're just going to say maybe, let you sort of develop it a little bit. So that's okay.
Will the way that teachers interact with students change as a result of these same shifts?
It already has. Every child is going to be left behind now. That's gone. That's over. They don't even teach cursive anymore. Do you understand? The lost art of cursive is gone. They don't print anymore. There is no printing press anymore. There is no mimeograph machine anymore. People don't even fax no more. Every form of what you call communication is all but gone. That's why the wonderful thing you do is so obsolete so easily, because there ain't no writing no more. Because all we said was, how do you know the one that wrote the reading right? And then the FNN was born, the fake news network, and that killed the rest of it.
So it'll all get cleaned up.
We don't know that. We didn't say all that.
Yeah.
We said it blowed up. We didn't say cleaned up. We said
blowed up. Okay.
You made a meme. You set it up, and you made it be a thing. Now you've turned that, and you've run that into the ditch just as hard as you can. You fucked it hard in a watermelon hay. You ground it down to a slimy pulp. You slung the guts in the roadside ditch. There's nothing left. You run it out till there's nothing. That's why Bob moves way up the food chain, because he was way down there, too, but he's moving up now. Moving on up to the east side, Bob, to a deluxe apartment in the sky.
It's also been indicated by you, Ion, that the White House, the government, the governing meme, basically, which is sort of the superlative example, I guess, I think Bob's said, paraphrasing, of the literacy meme or the literate meme, that's also obviously going to be breaking apart. Is that just going to continue to break apart?
Yes, wither.
Wither, okay.
Blanks.
You said planks?
Flanks.
Planks, okay.
Flanks as in fuck.
With an
flanks.
F as in Frank.
Yeah, flanks.
Okay. What does that term flanks mean, Bob or Carolyn?
You're being
Lord
flanked by Bob and I and
him,
I on.
You throw him off. Now he depends on you for everything. He'll be asking you to go to the bathroom next, Dr. Dean.
Well, no, they usually don't speak up. That's fine, too.
They're trying to save your ass out of a ditch, honey. They're trying to save you. They're just trying to save you. That's all.
Yes.
Bob stoned on Zap, and Carolyn's trying to hold his boat in the road. It's all good.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Okay, so the government buildings, they might be just become museums, basically.
We haven't decided. They serve no function other than the ley lines that they draw out. But those are all copied in the Champs-Élysées. So there's no reason to duplicate a duplicate, is there? So once you drain the swamp, you'll look and see. Although some of that Carrara marble might have some functional use, maybe. You can put all the Democrats over there and let them live out on the streets under the steam that they pipe through all the tunnels. Things. You could sort of annex the little thing and sort of run it over. Oh, but wait, D.C., isn't that a blue state?
Okay. So get your swimming trunks, I guess.
No, we're just asking. Isn't D.C. a blue state?
Virginia is, but I don't know specifically. D.C.'s not even a state.
On your map, is it red or blue?
Taking a quick look here. It looks blue.
While we're doing that, it's blue. Go
bam.
Ahead.
Okay. All done.
Ion, what percentage of the swamp has already been drained?
41%. Most of them have killed themselves or separated themselves from the disaster. See, they saw it coming. They can hear the train coming around the bend. And so they're jumping off. It's the Trump train.
Swamp.
It's the Trump train. The Trump train's coming through. It's going to shake them all out. Because now they know it's over. There's nothing they can do. Everything they tried to set up, which is... Now, this is Bob's fault, now, y'all. Don't flip the script now. Don't trip. Because it's Bob's fault. Bob did this. Bob made this so happily. What he said was, he said it's all going to fall. He said Babylon would fall. He said all the things that are propped up are going to go away. He said the medium is the message. Well, when the message is gone, the medium's gone. There you go. That's why the McLuhan had to hang around as long as it did. But don't you say the T word, because you go to that quadrant and you go upside down, because it can't compromise the tiny note. You have to take all the tiny note and say, this is all the case or it's all a lie. Well, we know it's a lie, but it's the case. It's the case that made the lie. Okay? So now you let the whole wide world. Remember Mad Magazine? That was avant-garde in its day. Bob knew that. Mad Magazine. It wasn't pornography, but oh, it was so close. It wasn't risque. It wasn't furry lint, but oh, it was so close to the point that you could actually have that just being sent through the regular mail. It's just, just too much. Hedda Hopper liked to have a cow. She just couldn't take it. She couldn't take it. Now, what she did behind closed doors was a different conversation, but the whole twist of that is it step by step by step moved itself into a universal global deniability that allowed it to be replaced with itself. It ate itself as A and the AI has as well.
So what happens is as soon as there's an inkling of change about to occur, people who want to hold their position or save themselves, they know this in bureaucracy, they know this in government, that things can turn on a dime. So as soon as Trump started saying he's going to clean out the swamp, then people started getting scared and they started changing their behavior, moving to other positions, shredding. All this has been happening. That's why I said what percentage is already cleaned out. And yet you have all the news media, it's more difficult than Trump thought to clean out the swamp, but it's already happening. I mean, I saw this with Codex. As soon as Codex Alimentaire says, we're going to regulate supplements, Canada regulated supplements, so did Australia. They ruined
poor
their
Canada.
Supplement industry.
Poor Australia.
Yeah, poor Canada.
Karen, look what you did. Hold on one second. We got to interrupt. Now, this is a microcosm of what's going on here, because what you had to go through however horrible, you just smiled and went right through the middle of it. And they said, well, we're going to do this to you. And you said, oh, okay, thank you very much. May I have enough?
Good job, Carolyn.
Yeah, I guess I lived through it. I experienced it, and now it's happening in Washington. So, you know, don't even consider that the swamp won't be drained. You know, people are self-regulating in that way to save their asses. So it's already occurring.
Well, it's like Barbara Boxer and that nasty woman, Elizabeth Warren. Boy, they're having singing a different tune all of a sudden. They can be on What's My Line. She's no Kitty Carlisle, but boy, she's right on up there. All of a sudden now she's going to be forced to work with that Trump. Them nasty women with them nasty feet going to cast their nasty votes and going to make sure that Trump's out of their lives forever. Well, there you go. Now all of a sudden she's like, well, I can work with any Trump administration. If he'll have me, if he'll have me. I'm a nasty woman, but if he'll have me, he'll be all right. They're trying to swim it back up, but he's not having it. You notice even the Giuliani side, he's not having. He stepped away because he's not going to let him just run roughshod over everybody. You got to bring this back together. You can just shoot everybody in the head if you want to. That's fine with us, but you're going to see a lot of that. You already are seeing a lot of that. Now all of a sudden it's no big news. People go shoot somebody in the head, ain't nothing. When we said that a year ago, everybody was just aghast. I mean, Bob lost two of his only three clients during that time. He had three and he lost two of them because we were just a little bit verbose. But now all of a sudden everybody comes back and says, wait a second, people are getting shot in the head. Oh my goodness, they're walking in there shooting people in the head. The police are shooting, they're shooting the police. The police is on blah, 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 blah. The open chest is laying together. What in the world's going on? Oh Lord, let's listen one more time. See what Ion has to say. Oh.
So given the context of the Ion Trump conversation, it would be Hillary supporters that are shooting people in the head?
No, no, the basket of deplorables is far-reaching, darling. People are deciding. See, we don't separate them that way. We separate them from the ascended and the ascending.
Yeah.
Notice how he said that. So we're going to include everybody. Now, it's up to them whether they choose it or not. It's up to them. See, you're still eternal. That's the rub. When we keep saying do whatever you want to do, because it's going to be anyway. You are anyway. So just wait. Here's what's got to happen. We told Bob this years ago, and Carolyn even got this together and sort of played with it because it was interesting at the time. At the time, we said that the European Union was going to fall. We did triangulation, and we said that the euro was going to be a value of zero. And everybody liked to bust at their gut. They liked that the euro was, $1.60 and a half, and the pound sterling was about to be gone, and oh, Lord have mercy, it was terrible. It was terrible. It was terrible. One run in our world went to run their world. European Union was taking over. It was all the news. It was news across the living nation. And we said, We triangulated it out and said it was at zero. And what A is to B. What A is to B. And proved it time and time and time again. In a future mark where the euro had a zero value. Told Sheila, we adore Sheila. We just love Sheila. Told Sheila, said, honey, get that money out of them euros. Because she takes money. Honey, she takes money. Whatever they lay on the nightstand, she going to take it. So she had a bunch of euros. Convert them euros. Get out of them. And she did. Thank goodness. It was a good thing she did. But anyhow, she moved out of that. And that was what you say some time ago when the European Union was the strong, 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 strong. Now it's gone, 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 gone. When Le Pen steps in the door, it's over. Sorry, Angola.
And does that have an effect on the Queen Elizabeth's situation?
Makes it more valuable. Makes it more valuable. The European Union is taking away from the empire. That's the point. That's what's happening to some gods, too. Their empires are being challenged by the imitation. It's what's wrong with good sex lives. It's being compromised by pornography. Oh, wait, that's AI, isn't it? So then you get back to real, and all of a sudden you have to perform in real, and it feels good. It's actually very wonderful. It's very pleasant. It's very nice. As long as you're nutting, honey, we don't really care after that. But up to that point, at some point you want to choose the genuine rather than the non-sincere. See?
Yeah.
So now, we've jumped the thing again. Here we go. European Union falls. Got that? Euro.
Ion, are you predicting
that
Le Pen gets in? Are you predicting Le Pen will get in?
The one that's taking the place just resigned.
Who, Martha? The woman?
The woman's resigned, and Le Pen's going to take
Le Pen
place.
Resign I'm talking about Martha.
No.
Whatever her name
Le
is.
Pen's
Le Pen.
Coming.
Did she resign?
Le Pen's coming. No, she's coming.
She's going to get the position. She's going to get the president.
Yeah,
prime
hell
minister.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And if Francis.
You heard it here
Francis,
first.
Francis' own. We said that a year ago, Bob. We told you all that.
Yeah.
And so are you saying that the European Union represents the artificial and Queen Elizabeth represents the real Ion?
Bob did that. It's in the Android meme. It's in the Quoker quadrant. Tell him, Bob. It's in the Quoker quadrant. Tell him about it. Bring up the Quoker quadrant. That'll go real good for you. Yo, get the battery acid for your ears. Tell him about the Quoker and the Queen and how it's all going to go down, Bob. Come on. Show story. You should tell it.
Don't fall for that, Bob.
I don't
he just wants...
I don't repeat myself. I said it 2 years ago.
Good
and
for you.
And don't say
good
it because he's trying to tease you into going upside down again and then blaming
you. Yeah.
Don't go for it.
Okay. Spark.
Bob,
trying
don't go for it.
She's too smart.
She's too smart
for us, Bob. She's not too smart for you, but she's too smart for us, Bob.
All right, so, Ion, you typed in the last call that Texas had seceded.
They did originally. Remember the Alamo?
Oh, they never became part of the Union, you're saying?
They seceded from the United States, and they never joined. They were assumed in. Look up your history.
Yeah?
We learned the other day that part of Northern California seceded and on Pearl Harbor Day, and nobody noticed. Seceded or, no, they became a new state. So, yeah, people are breaking off all the time.
Another question I had, Ion, was Chad had mentioned on, the last call, that he found that he's not having preferences as much, or he doesn't have a preference as much.
That's not true. He does.
Okay.
He does have preferences.
He does.
If he wouldn't, wait a minute, and then look at your words. For him to say that, he would have to have a preference to note that he wasn't having a preference. Otherwise, how would he know? I've been feeling that I don't feel anything anymore. Well, if you feel it, then you've had a feeling that you don't feel. Now, the feeling that you've had, you're engaging. You've not given notice to. Okay, that's fine. But to sit here and say, I've noticed that I don't have a feeling, well, you've noticed it. So you do.
Well, I was going to ask if there's something that he was noticing. Like, what was the difference that he was noticing? Is there something that...
Wait one second. Bill, we did not say the pound was going to replace it. We said the pound would become stronger. There are triangulated positions that allow the pound to survive, but there's also places in the future where the quid and where you can also have the guinea and you also can have the lira. There's a point where the lira survived, and that's when they were defunct. The lira was gone, and we said years ago the lira. Now they're bringing them out of their basements. The lira, getting them ready to put it back in. That's that Italian money. They're going to bring it back, and it'll have value, just as it was. So the pints a pound the whole world round, we get that. But you got to make sure that that's not going to replace the euro, because that's what it was obfuscated by. Nothing can obsolesce what it's replaced by. Nothing can obsolesce what it is replaced by. Can't consume it. That's what that ridiculous McLuhan person said. So go with that. Go with God.
Is there just less noticing as one ascends, or is that a different...
Once you've done this a little while, it's like Carolyn's gotten good at it now. She's not so much awed anymore. It's not such a white-knuckle flight for her. She's watched it unfold, and she picks her path, and she adjusts as she goes. It's like a ruddered boat. She can go here, and she can go, and if she doesn't like it, she moves it just a little bit, pitches it to the little left, a little right, the yaw, and then steers that as she wants it to go. But she's not bound that there's something wrong. She just steers it a little different, makes it to where it suits her, she moves it to the sunny side of the street. But now you better not try that at home. She's had a bit more. She actually has taken this participation sport to heart. She actually does it. She don't talk about it. She's busy doing it. All you other ridiculous ones are running around trying to figure something out. She's busy making something that is. And that's huge, but that's what she does. Anyway, so that's good. Leave us a little tip on the nightstand, Carolyn. We're doing all we can. She hates when we do that, by the way. She hates when we do that. She's like, you don't got to do that. I can run my own world. It's a good world I run. So it's all good.
I like bringing questions together to engage with you, Ion. It's not that I feel I'm
well,
wanting
you better
to
tell them boys in Brussels, and you better tell them boys in Brussels they better pack their shit because they're about to be gone. Gone. If it's not in Latvia by morning, we'll be very surprised.
What's happening in Brussels? Are you responding to me or to...
Bang, bang. We have to deal with all you all, because we have to hold this thing together. These clichéable archetypes are vast in their expansion. And we've y'all greased out on zip-zap-zippity-doo-dah, day, something, head gravy, wavy gravy. So we got to bring you back right quick to give you a little bit of meat sack, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Y'all need a bone to get you through. So that's what we're trying to do real quick. So we're trying to cover. We're mass communicating right now. But we're back to you now. Come on, bring us home.
Are there significant ways that Ascension will affect the construction of roads or means of public transportation?
No, not in our world. Gods don't need roads. You know, they don't worry about that. They can float. If y'all need to have a knitting campaign so all these little poor people can have something to do and start people knitting, and you can knit blankets to cover global warming to make the ice caps be more comfortable and knit them a nice blanket. No, we can't say that. Damn, what can we say? This is so PC. This is a family show, so we have to be careful. A colored, no, we can't say that. We can't say nothing no more. We don't even know why
a nice
we try to say that. A nice fleece throw, yeah, like chinchilla. Nice chinchilla throw. That'd be nice. That'd keep your feet warm. So, anyway, y'all going to freeze to death during this global warming. You just wait and see. It's going to be all right. And here's how this goes. For every new EPA restriction that they put in place, they have to release two of the previous restrictions that have been applied.
Ah, right.
Now, change it up. Change it up real fast. Now get that chain going. Come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. In just about 2.3 seconds, we're going to have the EPA gone. You notice they're not worried about who's over the IRS anymore because the IRS just been gone. Isn't that beautiful?
I remember when Ron Paul was running, he said he was going to basically close or disband a lot of those institutions.
You might as well. Now you can't get him on the telephone now if he's on fire. If you break the law and they should put you in jail, it'll take them 20 years to find you. So you might as well turn it loose. They're not doing nothing. Close it down. Let people live. Then they can be happy.
That's amazing. Is that something that might be part of Trump's agenda?
You ain't seen nothing yet. But the baby, you ain't seen nothing yet.
It's going to be almost unrecognizable.
You're never going to forget. Yeah. There's something. There's something.
Let me ask one more question, and then I will surrender. You said that we would be more, our body would become more dense, and that we could walk around.
It already has.
1,600 pounds was the number figure you gave, I think, Bert.
But now, wait a minute. He's a big boy, though, just saying. So, you know.
Yeah. So does this density, will this require stronger chair construction?
No, it'll take less gravity to gauge it, because that's also changing.
Ah, okay.
See, we're talking about grounding. You're talking about grounding. See, don't confuse grounding with capacity. You see, gold is very dense, too. Okay, but gravity is what makes it heavy. Right? How much does a pound of gold weigh in space?
Zero.
But it's still as dense here as it is there. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good for you.
Okay, so that's all shifting right, okay.
And how that gravitational pull is magnetically charged has to do with the poles and the pull. A tiny, tiny magnet can pull you apart, can it not?
That's a good question. I would say probably not, but can a tiny magnet pull me apart?
Oh, yeah. Swallow a handful of BBs and try it.
It'd have to be a pretty strong magnet.
You better believe it.
Is there a magnet that exists that's that strong now?
You better believe it. Size of your thumbnail.
Now, you mentioned the thumbnail. Is this magnet part of the Coldplay?
Good Lord, suffering cat, no. You couldn't.
No.
Okay. It would evaporate. It would evaporate it.
Ah, okay.
No. You're leading the witness here now, darling.
Okay, well, you said fingernail, and that connects back to that.
No,
all right,
it does,
so
it's a size. It's a gauge. It's about the size of a nickel. Or
yeah.
If you're a little bitty person, the size of a dime. So
is this a magnet that some lab has created, or that ion is assisting with?
What's the difference?
Well, there are labs that are creating technology that ion has nothing specifically to do with.
Really? You really? Good luck with that.
Well,
it's a very deep subject for a Samaritan.
It is a deep subject. In one sense, the scientists are using their non-physical to create technology.
They're being assisted since AI is gone.
So we'll see.
You
we'll
already
see
are,
la-
and you can't believe it. It's your damn
yeah.
lying eyes that's got you in trouble right now. You're trying to
all
gauge
right,
reality
that.
Based on what you see. No, no, we're not chiding you. We're just saying,
yeah.
Look around at what your world. Look at your world, what your world is. Your world is right now, and if you'd never dream, you'd see what you're seeing right now. Yellow dog Democrats across the world still can't believe the election's over. They're still trying to figure it out. Now they recounted, and Donald Trump gets more votes. Keep counting until he gets the popular vote and the electoral college. Keep counting. Just keep on counting. That's the whole point. You've got this into a rub place now. That's the difference. The rub place allows you to move endemically, without prejudice.
You're referring to this shift as the A being removed from the AI, the artificial being removed from the artificial intelligence.
We didn't say that. Bob's chart says that. We don't care. We just want you to ascend.
Yeah.
But Bob made all these GD rules that you have to GD go by, and so down we threw this GD chart, and then a tiny note becomes a big problem in your little ass. That's what happens in the AI. Ass-inducive concordance. Oh, wait, that's the Quoker quadrant. We're sorry. Never mind. That's the Quoker quadrant when it's in your bum.
So now that, to use your term, though, the A has been removed, you're saying that there's more assistance going on with these with technology now from ion.
People, they don't even do anything. They give them a drug, and they look it up themselves, and they see themselves what the thing does. They decide if they want to take it or not. They see how many people took it and died and how many lived. Yeah, they want to take it. They see all the medicines that's going to kill you. Celebrex will kill you. Now all of a sudden, Celebrex don't kill you. No more people died on Celebrex. They took the Celebrex off. Now people take it, and they didn't die either. So, wait a minute. Easy. Now you're coming back to all this thing ain't so bad. Big Pharma ain't so bad after all. You can use the Big Pharma if you're willing to save it.
Ah, okay. That makes me think that there are institutions, or whatever term you would use in place, that can be now utilized for better.
If you compensate someone for harm or loss, the amount of insurance that may be carried to indemnify the owner in the event of a loss, the amount of insurance that may be covered the loss of the event to secure someone against legal responsibility for their action. The newspaper could not force to indemnify the city for personal injury liabilities. Mm-hmm. Just like that.
All right, it sounds like you just used the term for a legal defense.
No, we didn't. We were just reading what Jean wrote. She wrote the reading right, so we read the reading right, because she was making word of our endemically. She was trying to bring you home on that. She's trying to help you. She works hard for you. We don't know why, but she does work hard for you.
I work hard for...
Just like Emeril Lagasse. What happened to him? Oh, wait, you know what happened to him? Martha Stewart bought his ass. She owns him. He only peeps out when she says it's okay. What a mighty God you serve.
Speaking of legal terms, you asked if I was in a revocable or irrevocable trust on the last call, and I said irrevocable, and I didn't look that up until just recently.
Good for you.
And an irrevocable trust, which I said that I was, can't be modified or terminated without the permission of the beneficiary.
Grantor, that's right. So the grantor is not the trustee. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
The grantor is not the trustee.
And they can't be the same thing, can they?
No.
In an irrevocable grantor trust, then if without a trustee, that money cannot move at all. It's actually stuck in trust, in foundation. It's stuck. And it'll pay the highest taxes of anything. or a higher rate of tax than anything. But with it, now carry on with your sentence. We were just trying to get you right there.
The grantor, having transferred assets into the trust, effectively removes all of his rights of ownership to the assets in the trust.
It ain't the grantor's no more, is it?
No.
Excellent.
The phrase, it has given me, has come up a lot lately, and that kind of reminded me of that phrase.
Are you bragging or complaining? We weren't sure what to do with that.
Either. I'm showing gratitude. It has given me is a sense that I've had, and I'm grateful for
Okay, now what if you have a trustee? Now you have a trustee. That's something else, isn't it? So if you have a trustee, now you have a circle. But you have a trustee that runs it for you, and you do it, and it's fine, correct? No problem, right?
You have somewhere for it to go.
Well, a trustee can direct it, because they'll be in charge of it.
They're given charge over it, you're saying.
Well, that's what a trustee is.
Yes.
Okay. You can open a foundation, you can fund it, you can be the grantor of it, but if you don't have a trustee, your money's lost and it's stuck. And you can't go back and change it if it's irrevocable. You can add a trustee, of course, but that person's in charge of it, period. They don't have to answer to you if you're the grantor, to be clear. But now, this ain't new. Y'all do your little blah, blah, licky, licky, check, check, something, something, something. Pay you $100,000 to somebody with a bar card and let them tell you the same thing, but they'll pay you, they'll take $200,000 if you give it to them. So whatever you like, so pay with us.
Is there a reason that you had asked me that question?
Which question?
You asked if I was an irrevocable trust or a revocable trust.
We wanted to know the answer to the question.
Okay, it's simple enough. And since I've answered it, do you have another question or some words regarding that?
Who is your beneficiary?
I would say I am my own beneficiary.
Can't be grantor, can't be the trustee, biggin.
Well, then that the legal term doesn't apply to myself.
We did cover that. We did cover that, though, didn't we?
Right, that the trustee cannot also be the grantor.
Now, it can be mutually beneficial, but it can't be the same person. Do you see? You see? You see? You see?
Yeah.
So we're playing with the words. We're just being very clear so you don't misunderstand. That's why we asked the question. We're trying to get you there so you can understand. When you start managing wealth that's beyond what you can spend in a lifetime, then you start considering these things. But you want to be smart about it because you can piss it away just to piss it away. Even if that's what you want to do, I guess it really doesn't matter. But then you start, it doesn't matter until you ain't got none. Then it's a different conversation.
So at some point I may come into this conversation again of the grantor and trustee.
Chances are.
All right, Ian, that was all I had. I appreciate this engagement.
So enjoy. So when you find out exactly what a foundational trust actually is, that might be more interesting.
Thanks a lot, Bert.
All right, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Carolyn.
That was pleasant. He gets a 75, Bob. He gets a 75. What do you think?
That's a passing grade.
Yeah,
I have to let you know. Okay, well, I get a passing grade.
I mean, his quiz scores brought his whole down, but the final came along. At least he actually made some conversation. Now, we don't have a clue what he covered. We don't have a clue what we said. We don't have a clue what he was talking about. But we answered some of his questions, and there might have been a nickelback's worth of goody out of it, or at least a little dip of Bruton snuff at the very least. Anyway,
one of my favorite parts was Brush Arbor, and I can thank Carolyn for that assistance.
Yes, you will sooner or later. Yes, you will.
The tabernacle. Okay, thank you.